The following remarks are for inventors who are attempting to pursue a product that's entirely outside of the industry that they've worked in, or that they have no exposure to whatsoever. You inventors, please be aware, you have a much harder list of obstacles than a typical inventor who is attempting to sell a product in an industry that he or she already has at least some exposure to. An inventor that has to completely learn a new industry from the ground up, the sales channels, the distribution channels, the manufacturing mechanisms, the various processes, that's a much harder task, and very, very, very few inventors are successful at that. The inventors who actually bring products to market, get licensing deals, and make money are usually from an industry that they already have some exposure to from somewhere in their lives. To completely attack and make inroads in an industry that you're utterly unfamiliar with means that you have to dedicate a lot more resources than the average person. It means if you're returning a kickoff, you're not just taking a kickoff at the 20 or the 15 yard line. You're starting about not 9 yards deep in your end zone, about 20 yards deep in your end zone. So you inventors, be aware. Invent to audiences and marketplaces that you know and understand. Don't rely on the idea being novel and innovative and unique enough that will overcome these things. That very seldom happens. Another way to look at this is that quite often, the novelty of the idea is actually not the most significant part of whether or not the device actually sells or not and gets some kind of retail and distribution access or not. Quite often the idea may be very mundane, but the inventor knew how to get the item sold and how to get it into commerce. That's much more important than the novelty or the uniqueness of the idea, because nobody buys just an idea. You have to advance it far enough that you can convince a licensee or an investor or some kind of outside capital to realize that they're going to make their money back if they put money into you. And usually the people that know that and see access to that have already been immersed inside of the industry.